From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the wake of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' admission he met twice with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during last year's presidential campaign, the Trump administration is dealing with new revelations of previously undisclosed meetings with the ambassador who met with Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, that is, and with the now-ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in December at President Trump's offices in New York. Malaysian authorities have deported a North Korean man who was held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The suspect arrived in Beijing today after he was released from Malaysian custody due to the lack of evidence to charge him. The two main suspects in the case were charged with murder this week. They are accused of smearing something lethal on Kim Jong-nam's face in the departure area of the airport in Kuala Lumpur. A UN mediator says Syria's warring parties are going home with a clear agenda for future negotiations. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said he anticipated there would be a lot of posturing and negative rhetoric from the opposing sides about the state of the negotiations now that the latest round has ended.
At the beginning of this period of round of talks, we said that we were not going to expect, and we should not expect, a breakthrough. This is a war of 6 years where people were not even looking at each other. They were just fighting at each other.
De Mistura will travel to New York to report on the talks of the UN Secretary General and Security Council. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.